You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Game actually live on William Hill TV if you logged into your account with a positive betting balance. 12:15 kickoff, and Middlesbrough are 7-1 to win it. The draw 7-2, Manchester City 4-9 here with William Hill. To qualify, Middlesbrough 7-2, Man City 1-6. And the enhanced odds, Alvaro Negredo to score and Borough to win was 11-1, now 14-1. Kevin De Bruyne to score and Man City to win was 12-5. That's been enhanced to 11-4. And Tom, Middlesbrough just look dreadful at the moment. Every single time you see highlights of them play, they're barely having shots on goal. They haven't won in the Premier League since mid-December. They haven't scored in their last four Premier League games either. Is there any hope for Borough in this cup clash?
No, there isn't. The only hope that they have for them is the fact that it is a cup clash. It's another home draw for them. They've been incredibly fortunate with the games that they've had. I mean, Sheffield Wednesday, Accrington and Oxford, lower league opposition, all at home. And they avoided a little bit of a scare against Oxford. But what we have seen in the cup match, particularly that game against Oxford, and that was partly down to their opponents, is a slightly more attacking Middlesbrough. I mean, Aitor Karanka, he's not budging, even though his team has slid down the table. They're in the bottom three now in the Premier League. But he won't seem to change or sort of let the shackles off in any way and give his players a little bit of freedom in the league. But in the Cup, it's been a little bit different because they've had those three home matches against lower league teams. They've been expected to win. And they have been a little bit more attacking. There have been sort of tweaks in the formation for Middlesbrough, and they have gone for it a little bit more. The problem I've got with them in this game is they're obviously up against better opposition first and foremost. But I think when a team's kind of stuck in a rut, which is what Middlesbrough have been all season, it's difficult to kind of shake it off, particularly against a team of Man City's quality. Now, I watched Man City against Stoke in midweek, and I thought Stoke did well. But I just thought Man City, one of those teams, when they're good, they're good. And when they're not, they look pretty average. But I think they'll be too strong for Middlesbrough here. I mean, they're the top scoring side in the competition. They've been away in every round, and they've played against teams similar sort of stature of Middlesbrough, and they've disposed of them pretty easily. Lots of different scorers in this competition, and I think Pep Guardiola will look at it and think this is an opportunity for some silverware for sure. I think he'll be disappointed if he doesn't make the final. So Man City will win it, but I think we're in for an entertaining game. I think Middlesbrough will come out a little bit more. It's a cup tie, and they know they've got to try and score a goal, and they're going to have to score probably at least two, I would suspect, to get any kind of result in this and force it through to a replay at the very least. But I like it. I'm a bit surprised it's even money, but Man City winning over 2.5 goals at even money, for me, looks pretty good. Likewise, Man City and both teams to score at 9-4, because still Man City have that defensive vulnerability. And like I said, you're getting that boost probably because Middlesbrough are such low scorers in the league, but this might be a little bit different for them.
That 0-0 draw, by the way, against Stoke was undoubtedly a disappointment. They only had one shot on target in that game as well, Derek, against Stoke midweek. And strangely, Middlesbrough in this competition have had the Indian sign over Manchester City. They've actually beaten Man City in four of their last five FA Cup meetings. The most recent of those was in the fourth round back in 2014-15 when Middlesbrough were in the Championship. 7-1 Borough. Does it tempt you, Derek, or not?
No, it doesn't. Wasn't that the game you just mentioned there? When City came back late from a trip, was that that game?
Yeah.
They just got there just in time for kickoff, I think, from a break in the Middle East. That's how lightly they treated Middlesbrough. I think they do so again. You know what? I looked at these odds here, and so 4-9 City. And, oh God, City. I want to back them with that 4-9, especially away from home. And then I looked at the league table and I can't believe their away form. It's absolutely incredible. 10 wins from 14 matches away from home. City, only 7 wins at home. The shackles are off when they go away from the Etihad. And they're playing a Middlesbrough side who, you rightly say, can't score goals. I mean, not a single goal in their last four matches. I mean, I think either the manager, Aitor Karanka, has done a good job under the circumstances. The circumstances being that he's Borough box. But he doesn't have taken an awful lot of stick. And you look at the league, the bottom three now in the league, Middlesbrough, Hull and Sunderland, that's pretty much the bottom three that everybody would have tipped at the start of the season. I can't think of any other one. Maybe Burnley, one or two people were suggesting that. You just wonder whether it's they've run their race. I suppose, Ollie, if you're looking at 7-1, it's about Middlesbrough at 7-1, given that they're playing better in the cup. They did go to City earlier in the season in November and drew 1-1. But they were playing a lot better then than they are now. They just don't seem to be a goal threat. And even with Man City's awful defence. I can't see them conceding against us. I just can't see against Borough. I can't see Borough getting a kick. So City will win. I don't want to back them up 4-9, so I'll back City to win without conceding.
Okay, City to win the game 2-0 is 6-5 here with William Hill. That's Derek's pick in the match. And Tom going Manchester City to win and over 2.5 goals, which is available at even money.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.